A very sick family. Devoid of its senses. This QR scan code access this email. Threat updates as necessary. We should not be in the situation we are in. This family has betrayed me. QR-@signrealityaudit-god-exists-familisex.png. QR code URL, web link document URL, http://webnimis/mimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public https://.https/.point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /go/digsist/mail-fwd-family-matters-really-this-family-sucks. HTM. Reference, web link document URL, http://webnimis/mimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/attention-driscoll-family.html. sick-smiley-face.png. image.png. So what if I am loud? So what if I am a bit of crazy? There is no love here for sure. This already has been placed online, you all are hurtful and hateful toward me. That is a fact. man-gesturing-no_1f645-200d-2632-fe0f.cartoonized_m_y_face_pix_3png. Tough spots? Obviously, this here does not exist under this roof, image.png. Sabotage my effort to get a proper doctor / relationship in HIV care since Dr. Shagano did this to me. 219DBCCB1E6CC76E4A1941700578F938.png. QR code, web link document URL, http://dr-eric-tamami-shagano.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, and Potapo not binding. Pound sign Potapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, editor's contribution, Potapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification/reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Potapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Potapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Potapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Potapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpatapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpatapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpatapo combined with the Kramobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpatapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimpotent force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled fucked human.net/vitals.com-revf/. What happened with Dr. Bassi? We can't talk about that in the new doctor relationship. Not being swept under the rug. 5119F19C904A4A0EFC4D33733E580410C.png. QR code web link document URL http://dr-sahajit-singh-bassi-md.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Mpatapo not binding. Pound sign Mpatapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Webdocumentdefinitions.net, editor's contribution, Mpatapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpatapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpatapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpatapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpatapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpatapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpatapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpatapo combined with the Kramobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpatapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimpotent force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. not binding, spelled fuckedhuman.life/. Tough spots? This is fatal. Why would an entire civil society ignore it, or worse, block me for no reason? Across all social media. An individual reaching dash out with his attempt to get resolved for pound sign have untreatable? Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. Audio. This is a record of transmission of a fax that was confirmed, but the action by the doctor does not relate processing. The fax is about the initiation of patient-centered communications. It does not make any sense that I cannot assert these needs into my care with my HIV disease. This matter must be put upward into a council of higher authority, the Federal Bureau of Investigation - and joined to be united force to call downward reprimands upon the wrong way of thinking and insane blocking patient-centered required by law to be present and accounted for, enforced law medical care interfaces. So far, a story of great tragedy. Attention general public visitors to this page, this is not a very fun thing to read. I suggest if you are looking for just a distraction in blimp of time. This page is not for you. But you are free to find the reasons why you were directed to this page. Thank you. Without doctor care and HIV corrected adaptive to the conditions that are in this address, you are guilty of a conspiracy so vast, I will die first before you are allowed to be silent to these circumstances. Not one doctor will do their jobs professionally, in this conspiracy - I am being restricted from medical care for a need to maintain a secretive agenda mentioned in this holding note. I will die in pain than to allow you to get away from this madness. I should have medical care privacy, but I can't because of this shit. Pretty? Ugly? No trustworthy doctor is willing to set themselves into integrity. I will die first than to compromise to receive the care of any doctor who can't not become honest with this issue. Fuck you all haters. You say, mama, time is running out, commit to the truth. I am done with your all games. Without a family supportive. True intervention. To show yourselves in full. Support of my needs. Go to hell. They are indeed trying and will. Succeed in murdering me. Image.png. Cario patient portal. Inland Psychiatric Medical Group. Portal messaging to Dr. Yagan Mohan Rao Yakula. Saturday, May 14, 2022, 4:48 p.m. Subject. Keeping it real, there is an emoji for this message. The meaning of that emoji is a score of 100% or of excellence. I had not logged in for a while to Inland Psyche / patient portal because none of my records were updated and the interactions with my doctors are as I have said they are. I am the patient and the patient has had something to say profoundly to the criticism that what has been the operating agenda of this entire equation seems way offensive, off the mark offensive. I write about it online and have given it a tag, social media tag pound sign big man killing tech bug. Really fatal. A dark net technology overlay killing people. Really serious. I do not accept that you all just turn around for me and that turnaround does not apply to real true grit policy and change in your organization. I do not accept an underhanded change that now puts items into my medical record. Especially considering I have not even checked it for errors and /omissions. I need to have a detailed log of when the detail was updated to my records. Without deception. This whole thing has shattered my family relations. Image.png. Medical record search. Yes, doctors, this is being placed. Public, I have no other choice. Because you fail to concede. To an audit properly. This is a reality audit. I have absolutely nothing to hide. They know as well as I do. That these fields have values. That I submitted in detail. And a copy of that in my own files. Weblink document URL, https://new/patient/self/records/view?from date=07/01/2017/5/14/2022. Print. Preview mode. Inland Psychiatric Medical Group. Phone 9,093,353,026. Driscoll, James. September 1, 1965. Born. Male. Sex. 7445545487557695333013909073462313702569 4. MRN. 547,453,504. SSN. C233-3746. MRN. 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino, California 924,051,939. Address. 9,098,828,759. Home phone. 5,164,064,560. Mobile phone. 3,077,578,786. Work phone. JMDRISKILL@GRUUP.net. Home email. English. Language. White. Race. Not Hispanic or Latino. Ethnicity. Table of contents. Instructions. Medical devices. Procedures. Encounters. Problems. Treatment plans. Immunizations. Health concerns. Goals. Mental/functional status. Chief complaint. Assessments. Reason for referral. Social history. Medications. Vital signs. Insurance providers. Family history. Results. Allergies. Clinical notes. Instructions. No information available. Medical devices. GMDN name UD expiration date status. No information available. Procedures. Name related to notes date. No information available. Encounters. Encounter performer date. Encounter visiting in Yakula 03/07/2022. Encounter visit Yvette Arroyo 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Brina Yang 12/23/2021. Encounter visit Emmy Reyes 01/20/2022. Encounter visit Ravida Yaithilapeka 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Brina Yang 03/14/2022. Encounter visit Adriana Sandoval 01/20/2022. Encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/21/2022. Encounter visit Alistair Turica 02/08/2022. Encounter visit Sadhir Jalagad Dugula 12/03/2021. Encounter visit Vinod Akshikokapay 01/05/2022. Encounter visit Amber Morris 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Brina Yang 03/08/2022. Encounter visit Juliet Serena 05/07/2022. Encounter visit Ashley Welty 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Ravida Yaithilapeka 01/20/2022. Encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/17/2022. Encounter visit Wilson Thamvongsa 03/22/2022. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 01/07/2022. Encounter visit Yigan Yakula 03/24/2022. Encounter visit Conte Lawia Perez 02/21/2022. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 12/22/2021. Encounter visit Mubashir Faruoki 01/06/2020. Encounter visit Chinairo Beckham 01/04/2022. Encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Alfonso Cordova 02/02/2022. Encounter visit Pratap Dathapudi 12/02/2021. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 01/21/2022. Encounter visit Olivia Ellis 12/28/2021. Encounter visit Brina Yang 12/23/2021. Encounter visit Olivia Ellis 01/20/2022. Encounter visit Yayasri Adoretta 02/22/2022. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 01/28/2022. Encounter visit Brina Yang 12/22/2021. Encounter visit Amber Morris 02/04/2022. Encounter visit Ashley Valdez 03/07/2022. Encounter visit Pravani Kathapalli 04/26/2021. Encounter visit Marie Garcia 04/20/2021. Encounter visit Valerie Perez 02/28/2020. Encounter visit Ashley Welty 04/28/2022. Encounter visit Ashley Valdez 03/05/2022. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 01/19/2022. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 02/01/2022. Encounter visit Yvette Arroyo 02/02/2022. Encounter visit Devin Fallis 02/19/2022. Encounter visit Emmy Reyes 01/25/2022. Encounter visit Guadalupe Martin 01/28/2022. Encounter visit Diane Barrera 01/31/2022. Encounter visit Estefania Lannan 01/26/2022. Encounter visit Zulika Mohammed 02/02/2022. Encounter visit Brinayang 02/03/2022. Encounter visit Kanigoma 04/20/2022. Problems. Problem effective dates. Problem status. Severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder, 26,516,009, 20,200,106 active. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Disorder, 38,368,003, 20,200,106 active. Treatment plans. Problem care plan. Immunizations. Vaccine name date status. No information available. Health concerns. Health concerns. No information available. Goals. Goals. No information available. Mental/functional status. Mental/functional findings. No information available. Chief complaint. Reason for visit/if complaint. No information available. Assessments. Assessments. PT and MOM reports improvement in mood/psychotic symptoms, but not optimally controlled. /consider alternate medications. Optimize medication dose-agreeable with plan. We'll get medical records for review. Severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder, F31.64/296.64, bipolar disorder, current episode mixed, severe, with psychotic features modified the 6th of January, 2020. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Disorder, F25.0/295.70, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type modified the 6th of January, 2020. PT and MOM reports mood/psychotic symptoms not optimally controlled -off psychotropics-contributing factors as above. /consider alternate medications, optimize medication dose-agreeable with plan. We'll get medical records for review from Dr. Furuoki. Severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder, F31.64/296.64, bipolar disorder, current episode mixed, severe, with psychotic features modified the 6th of January, 2020. Reason for referral. Reason for referral. No information available. Social history. Social history element description effective dates. Birth gender male 01/04/2022. Smoking status never smoker, SNOMED-Connecticut, 266,919,005, null 2022. Medications. Medication start date instruction status. Lamotrigine 200 mg tablet, RxNORM, 198,429, 01/04/2022, 1 tab sorely 2 times a day discontinued. Lamictal 25 mg tablet, RxNORM, 105,019, 03/07/2022, take 1 tablet daily for 2 weeks then 1 tablet twice a day discontinued. Lamictal 25 mg tablet, RxNORM, 105,019, 03/24/2022, take 2 tablets twice a day active. Cariprazine 6 mg capsule, RxNORM, 1,667,678, 01/04/2022, 1 caps orally at every bedtime discontinued. Vital signs. Date/time, 01/04/2022. Height 172.72 centimeters. Weight 83.56 kilograms. BMI 28.01/2. Blood pressure millimeters. Hg heart rate /min. O2 percentage BLDC oximetry percent. Inhaled oxygen concentration percent. Body temperature cell. Respiratory rate /min. Head circumference 0 percentile. Weight -far-length 0 percentile. Family history. Family history. Family member diagnosis. No information available. Results. Name actual result date laboratory. No information available. Allergies. Type substance reaction severity status. No information available. Clinical notes. Clinical notes. CC, no cures available 3/5/2022 requested drive. P to discuss history with Dr. Yakula before appointment. DEPA 03/01/2022. As telehealth/video provider, Ayugan Yakula MD, attest that I introduced myself to patient, provide the credentials, disclosed my location, other participants in the virtual visit, and the reason for real-time two-way interactive audio and video consult. I and patient have mutually agreed that this visit is appropriate for video technology. Originating site, patient location, patient's home. Distant location, provider location, Irvine, California. Psych syndromes, patient seen for follow-up for medication management. Accompanied by mom. Says he is doing better, says taking Lamictal, just started higher dose-says tolerating it, says seems to help to some extent. said still feeling down, anxious some days. Denies panic attacks. Gets 6-7 hours sleep slash night. Noted to be delusional dash seems to be chronic in nature. Says he has bipolar dash unable to give a clear HX for manic slash hypomanic symptoms. Denies command, visual, auditory hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, self-injurious behaviors, homicidal thoughts. Reports compliance with medications, tolerating except as above. Substance abuse HX, per chart review dash unable get from PT at this time. Substance assessment HX dash cannabis, endorsed. Last used last month. Dash alcohol, denied. Dash meth slash cocaine, endorsed. Onset, age 20. Amount, less than 1 gmslashmonth. Last used, a month ago. Dash nicotine use slash vaping, never smoke, per patient. Review of systems, constitutional, negative. Endocrinology, negative. Skin, negative. Respiratory, negative. Gastrointestinal, negative. Geniturinary, negative. Musculoskeletal, negative. Neurological, negative. Psychiatry, CP. Medications, Lamictal, take 2 tablets twice a day. Edited by Yagan Yakula on March 24, 2022. See, the patient's speech was normal, sharing conversation with normal laryngeal efforts. Appropriate mood and affect were seen, bitter, anxious, irritable dash mood congruent. Thought processes dash tangential, disorganized. Knees suicidal slash homicidal thoughts. The patient's judgment dash seems impaired. Mental status included, correct time, place, person orientation, normal recent and remote memory, normal attention span and concentration ability. Language skills included the ability to correctly name objects. Fund of knowledge included normal awareness of current and past events. DSM-5, schizo affected bipolar by HX. Assessment, PT and MOM reports improvement in mood slash psychotic symptoms, but not optimally controlled. Slash consider alternate medications, optimize medication dose dash agreeable with plan. Will get medical records for review. Plan, increase Lamictal to 50 mg bid after 2 weeks. Psychoeducation provided about diagnosis, treatment plan, interactions with other medications. Medication side effects, risks, benefits and alternatives was discussed including periodic monitoring of parameters. Individual therapy recommended. If worsening symptoms, call my office. Obtain medical records from previous provider. Safety plan, patient agrees to utilize the following resources in the event of acute suicidal urges, ER, walk-in clinic, crisis line slash team, stay with family, structured plans, call contact person. Short-term goal, obtain all medical records, medication tolerance. Long-term plan, remission of symptoms and maintain stability. Patient understands and agrees with plan. Slash you in 3-4 weeks or sooner if needed. CC, requested drive. P to discuss history with Dr. Yakula before appointment. DEPA 03/01/2022. As telehealth slash video provider, Yagan Yakula MD, attest that I introduced myself to patient, provide the credentials, disclosed my location, other participants in the virtual visit, and the reason for real-time two-way interactive audio and video consult, I and patient have mutually agreed that this visit is appropriate for video technology. Originating site, patient location, patient's home. Distant location, provider location, Irvine, California. P. Patient seen for initial evaluation, referred for medication management. Per chart review dash patient currently on Lamictal, cariprazine dash says he is not taking them, says he is waiting to see this provider before start taking dash says cariprazine is expensive, cannot afford, wants to try alternate medications. Says he has seen Dr. Fuoki in the past, seen NP recently. Accompanied by mom. Says currently living with mom. Says he needs to get back on his medication. Says he wants this provider to acknowledge gang stalking and wants the provider to read up on gang stalking and attest that the disorder called gang stalking is real. Says he has been off his medications for last year. Says diagnosed with schizoaffective-bipolar. Says he moved to California since 2017. Says he was diagnosed with bipolar about 15 years ago. Says he was admitted to NPT psych unit few times. Says thinks he was manic at that time. Denies hallucinations. Says sleeping okay. Says he is very anxious, says he is unable to get care for his medication. Says he is feeling depressed and anxious. Patient endorses low mood, anhedonia, low energy, motivation, hopelessness. Low psychomotor activity, constant racing thoughts, unable to relax, fidgety. Denies panic attacks. Says he is sleeping well. Gets 7-8 hours sleep slash night. Noted to be delusional dash seems to be chronic in nature. Says he has bipolar dash unable to give a clear HX for manic slash hypomanic symptoms dash says bipolar gets worse when off medications. Denies PTSD symptoms including nightmares, flashbacks, avoidance. Denies command, visual, auditory hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, self-injurious behaviors, homicidal thoughts. Denies OCD symptoms. Denies childhood HX of ADHD. Reports currently off psychotropics. Substance abuse HX, per chart review - unable get from PT at this time. Substance assessment HX - cannabis, endorsed. Last used last month. - alcohol, denied. - meth / cocaine, endorsed. Onset, age 20. Amount, less than 1 gm slash mg/mth. Last used, a month ago. - nicotine use / vaping, never smoke, per patient. Review of systems, constitutional, negative. Endocrinology, negative. Skin, negative. Respiratory, negative. Gastrointestinal, negative. Genitourinary, negative. Musculoskeletal, negative. Neurological, negative. Psychiatry, CP, psych. Reported multiple inpatient psychiatric hold / hospitalizations, Pennsylvania, in 2017, on his way to Washington, D.C., to discuss the topic of gang stalking with authorities. San Bernardino.com. HOSP. In 2020, January / 2021-2 weeks at Arrowhead BMC, Colton, California. And October / 2021 at Canyon Creek Beth, Health, Texas, for 2 weeks. Risk assessment - suicidal thoughts, patient denied. - history suicidal plan / attempts, patient denied. - homicidal ideation, patient denied. - history of harm to others, patient denied. - access to firearms or other weapons, mother endorsed, but locked. BMHX, hyperlipidemia. Type 2 DM. HIV positive. PSHX, denies past surgical history. PSYCHFHX, denies. Psychs. - marital status / kids, single with no kids. - living situation, living with mom, since 2017. - history of abuse / traumas, denied. - employment / tools / occupational status, on disability benefits. - highest education, 12th grade. - current or prior military service, denied. - support / social system / network, mother and friend, Luis - Legal / foreign 6HX, jailed once in Texas. - religion / spiritual belief, Christian. - sexual preference, identifies as gay. - use of herbal / nutritional supplements, denied. Medications, Lamictal, take 1 tablet daily for 2 weeks, then 1 tablet twice a day. Edited by Yagan Yakula on March 7, 2022. See, the patient's speech was normal, sharing conversation with normal laryngeal efforts. Appropriate mood and affect were seen, anxious, irritable, sad - mood congruent. Thought processes - tangential, disorganized. Knees suicidal / homicidal thoughts. The patient's judgment - seems impaired. Mental status included, correct time, place, person orientation, normal recent and remote memory, normal attention span and concentration ability. Language skills included the ability to correctly name objects. Fund of knowledge included normal awareness of current and past events. DSM-5, schizo affected bipolar / HX. Assessment, PT and mom reports mood / psychotic symptoms not optimally controlled - off psychotropics - contributing factors as above. / consider alternate medications, optimize medication dose - agreeable with plan. We'll get medical records for review from Dr. Furuoki. Plan, start Lamictal 25 mg daily for 2 weeks, then 25 mg bid. Psychoeducation provided about diagnosis, treatment plan, interactions with other medications. Medication side effects, risks, benefits and alternatives was discussed including periodic monitoring of parameters. Individual therapy recommended. If worsening symptoms, call my office. Obtain medical records from previous provider. Safety plan, patient agrees to utilize the following resources in the event of acute suicidal urges, ER, walk-in clinic, crisis line / team, stay with family, structured plans, call contact person. Short-term goal, obtain all medical records, medication tolerance. Long-term plan, remission of symptoms and maintain stability. Patient understands and agrees with plan. / you in 3-4 weeks or sooner if needed. CC, I am a targeted individual for 16 years by number of individuals. P, a 56E/O, Caucasian, male, seen for initial evaluation, in company of mother, Veronica Triskel, seeking services today for management of gang stalking and requesting to know how this provider to treat for gang stalking and wants the provider to read up on gang stalking and attest that the disorder called gang stalking is real or he would not proceed with the session. This provider promised to research the said disorder and will be informed enough to discuss it at the next session. Patient became irate, and most of the interval history obtained from his mother. patient is known to this practice, with diagnoses of schizoaffective and depressive disorders. Patient reported of being stockhead/followed and earmarked for destruction. Stated that the stalking drove out of Denver, where he had a home on the street and now living with us since 2017. Reported multiple inpatient psychiatric hold/hospitalizations, Pennsylvania, in 2017, on his way to Washington, D.C., to discuss the topic of gang stalking with authorities. San Bernardino.com. HELSP. In 2020, January/2021-2 weeks at Arrowhead BMC, Colton, California. And October/2021 at Canyon Creek Beth, Health, Texas, for 2 weeks. He identified as a game on. Patient suicidal thoughts, auditory/visual hallucinations during the session. Dash history of cardiac ICU/events, patient denied. Dash history of head trauma, patient denied. Dash history of seizures, patient denied. Dash history of chronic pain syndrome, patient denied. DSM-5, review of current DSM-V symptoms, depressive symptoms and / plus depressed mood/sadness. Plus anhedonia/motivation. Plus feelings of worthlessness/hopelessness. Dash excessive guilty. Dash sleep disturbance. Dash appetite with weight gain/loss. Plus poor concentration/attention. Anxiety/panic symptoms and / plus anxiety. Plus excessive worries. Plus difficulty to control, inability shut down 1. S mind. Dash easily fatigued. Plus difficulty concentrating. Plus easily irritability. Dash sleep disturbance. Dash headache and/or muscle tension. Dash eyed up or on edge. Mania symptoms and /elevated/expansive mood. Racing thoughts. Plus distractibility/impulsivity. Plus increased in goal-directed activities. Dash decreased need for sleep lasting over 24 hours. Plus pressured speech. Plus grandiose delusions. Dash decreased appetite. Plus recent hospitalization. Psychotic symptoms plus delusions. Dash hallucinations. Plus disorganized speech. Plus disorganized behaviors. Plus paranoia. Plus negative symptoms. ADHD symptoms, inattention SX/B, patient denied. Hyperactive/impulsivity SX/B, patient denied. PTSD symptoms / patient denied. UCT symptoms / patient denied. Eating disorder symptoms, patient denied. Psych. Substance assessment HX-cannabis, endorsed. Last used last month. Dash alcohol, denied. Dash meth/cocaine, endorsed. Onset, age 20. Amount, less than 1 g/mSH/mOnth. Last used, a month ago. Dash nicotine use/vaping, never smoke, per patient. Risk assessment -suicidal thoughts, patient denied. Dash history suicidal plan/attempts, patient denied. Dash homicidal ideation, patient denied. Dash history of harm to others, patient denied. Dash access to firearms or other weapons, mother endorsed, but locked. Psychs-marital status/kids, single with no kids. Dash living situation, living with mom, since 2017. Dash history of abuse/traumas, denied. Dash employment/chills/occupational status, on disability benefits. Dash highest education, 12th grade. Dash current or prior military service, denied. Dash support/social system/network, mother and friend, Luis-Lagal/Forensics HX, jailed once in Texas. Dash religion/spiritual belief, Christian. Dash sexual preference, identifies as gay. Dash use of herbal/nutritional supplements, denied. Psych HX, tobacco, never smoker dash. Alcohol, do not drink dash. Drug abuse, illicit drug use dash. Cardiovascular, eat healthy meals dash. Safety, household smoke detector dash. Sexual activity, homosexual encounters dash per patient I am gay, birth gender, male dash. Custom items, cannabis dash. PSYCHFHX, mother denied. Ross, eyes, WNL. Ears, WNL. Nose, WNL. Mouth/throat/voice, WNL. Neck, WNL. Respiratory, WNL. Cardiovascular, WNL. Gastrointestinal, WNL. Musculoskeletal, WNL. Neurological, plus difficulty concentrating. Psychiatric, plus change in mood, plus depression, plus sadness interfering with function, plus anxiety, plus nervousness, dash sleep disturbance, dash suicidal ideation, plus hopelessness, plus worthlessness, dash hallucinations. Has a history of HIV, PMHX hyperlipidemia, type 2 DM, HIV positive, PSHX denies past surgical history, Medications, cariprazine, one capsule early at every bedtime. Edited by China Europe. Come on January 4th, 2022. Lamotrigine, one capsule early 2 times a day. Edited by China Europe. Come on January 4th, 2022. Allergies, no allergy history has been documented for this patient. No known medication allergies. MC, general appearance slash build, appeared the stated age of an average build. Grooming slash hygiene, average. Eye contact slash demeanor, erratic. Motor activity, agitated. Speech, pressured and excessive, dominated the session with irrelevant details, mood and affect, irritable and angry, mood and affect congruent, thought process disturbances, loose association, thought content disturbances, paranoia. All his discussions were centered on gang stalking, perception disturbance, denied, behavioral disturbances, poor impulse control, attitude towards the examiner, uncooperative, verbally aggressive, and argumentative, suicidality slash homicidality, denied. Cognition, alert and oriented. X4, name, place, day and situation. Memory, unimpaired. Judgment slash insight, impaired. Assessment, severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder, F31.64/296.64, bipolar disorder, current episode mixed, severe, with psychotic features modified the 6th of January, 2020. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type disorder, F25.0/295.70. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type modified the 6th of January, 2020. Plan, patient instruction slash plane. Recommended psychotherapy. Medications, start these medications below. Refuse to restart Risperdal Petcoat and wants to be restarted on Vraylar and Lamotrigine. Decline to sign the med. Consent form and mother stated that patient can sign. Dash patient informed that dose may be titrated as needed to targeted symptoms relief. Dash discussed medication education slash risk slash benefit slash adverse side effect slash black box warning and details with patient and mother. Dash patient and mother consented to proposed treatment plan with the above medications. Psychoeducation. Dash brief supportive counseling, validation, and supports provided. Dash provided education regarding diagnosis, treatment plan, and importance of psychotherapy. Dash reviewed medication indications, use, need for adherence to prescribed medication, handling, and storage. Dash balanced nutrition slash hydration slash participation in physical activity encouraged. Dash provided education on sleep hygiene. Safety plan. Dash reviewed safety plan with patient. Dash ER precaution and slasher to call 911 or PMHNP if there are any safety concerns. Dash mother agrees to monitor for safety and support safety plan. Dash advised to seek services with the nearest crisis in the event of harm to self or to others. Cures, reviewed, 1/04/2022, no concurrent usage of legal slash formal high dash risk medications. Return dash to dash clinic, 2 weeks or sooner if needed. CC, bipolar disorder. Psych symptoms slash follow up, 54-year-old LGBT Caucasian male with bipolar disorder and HIV, says he is upset as his car was stolen yesterday but recovered in the evening, thinks it is a part of the gang stalking that he has been complaining about for a while, feels he is still being gang-stalked, otherwise appears calmer, sleeping well, thinking is more organized. Vraylar has had positive response, has stopped taking Ativan. No intention of hurting self or others, he does not own a gun. Ross, overweight. Photosensitivity. HTN. DM. Medications, Vraylar, one capsule early at every bedtime. Edited by Mubashir Farooqi on January 6, 2020. Lamotrigine, one capsule early 2 times a day. Edited by Mubashir Farooqi on January 6, 2020. MC, physically the patient appeared disheveled. Emotionally the patient appeared angry and anxious. Attitude in the interview consisted of cooperation. Observed behaviors included psychomotor agitation. The patient presented with speech that was normal in rate, rhythm and articulation. Mood was ambivalent, and his affect was anxious. The patient's thought process was normal, and his thought content consisted of guilty ruminations and obsessions. Assessment, severe mood disorder with psychotic features. Disorder, F31.64/296.64, bipolar disorder, current episode mixed, severe, with psychotic features modified the 6th of January, 2020. Plan, Lamotrigine 200 mg bid, Vraylar 6 mg BoQT. RTC 8 weeks. Healthcare providers. Ni. Juliet Serais. 1809 West Redlands Boulevard. Redlands, California. 92373-8054. Address. 9093353026. Work phone. Document details. Inland Psychiatric Medical Group. 1809 West Redlands Boulevard. Redlands, California. 92373-8054. Address. 9093353026. Work phone. May 14, 2022, dash. Juliet Cerise. Published. Powered by Cario Clinical. Dash. I require a community dash level apology. Including the police department. When and how to cut the ties of bad family relationships. Elizette. March 8, 2022. I'm passionate about health, wellness, social issues and relationships. I offer relatable content and solid advice. Strained-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-that-ties-and-say-goodbye. What is family? In just a few words. Family defines us. Our first relationships were our family relationships. It's a significant part of who we are to the core, because our past is an integral part of how we view ourselves in the world. An interesting aspect about families is that people can tolerate more bad than good, and even a strained family relationship can be considered satisfying. My family drives me nuts, but I love them. Families can simultaneously be the ones to cause you distress, but are also there by your side in tough spots. That's a fair trade, take the good with the bad. It's when the bad outweighs the good, or the bad is abuse, that we have to evaluate the health of that relationship for our own well-being. Unconditional love is the key ingredient in a healthy relationship. One of acceptance and expression, the ability to agree to disagree at times, and mutual respect without having to change or control each other. These are ideal conditions though, and for some, it's never been this way with certain family members. These unbalanced relationships are the worst to endure because family means so much to us personally and within our culture/society. Unfortunately, many people are faced with the excruciating decision of whether or not to continue an unhealthy family relationship with a parent, sibling, grandparent, son, daughter, or step-family members. If you feel that you have to cut ties, it's usually because you've endured years of discontent or even abuse and you have no other choice. Many who are reading this have endured too long. Just because someone shares some DNA with you, they get to take your stuff? Call you names? Demean you? Sabotage your relationships and career? No way. Dr. Phil McGraw. Strained-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-that-ties-and-say-goodbye. Evaluating the relationship. Chances are you've been evaluating the strained relationship for a while, but committing to cutting the ties brings on feelings of guilt, failure, shame, emptiness, doubt, abandonment, and even grief. Deciding to face these feelings and manage them is a brave step. No matter how strained, intolerable, and/or abusive the relationship is, it's a difficult decision to make. Asking yourself the questions below can help. What's the history? Psychologists have an old saying, the best prediction of future behavior is past behavior. Having extensive history is what hurts the most when breaking up with a family member, but if that history has been chronically negative, this can make it easier to make an informed and intuitive decision. It will be hard to let go of the relationship or put some distance between you if there were good times along with the bad. It can still be difficult to cut ties if it's been a long, tortuous road. Even familiar abuse and patterns are hard to break away from. Sometimes it helps to put it all on paper, one column for positives and one for negatives, so that you can see both sides objectively. Or give a point system to each good thing and each bad thing. Sometimes a really bad thing is much worse than 10 good things. Watch out for patterns that show the relationship is getting progressively worse. Also, if they keep insisting they've changed, then keep your eyes open to determine if their actions show that is indeed true. Even if they have changed, the relationship dynamic can remain the same. Who else is affected by this relationship? Sometimes, breaking ties with one person means you could have the entire family upset with you. Remember, other family members have likely contributed to the abusive person's tactics as well. They may not be prepared to face that dash you are disrupting family patterns. Be prepared and know that not everyone will understand your decision. It's important to find a way to manage other family relationships and evaluate the effects on others as well, but you are not responsible for everyone's feelings. Don't hesitate to cut ties if the only reason you are keeping contact is to please the family or someone else in the family. Group enabling is sad but common within families. Consider the kids. If you have children, explain in age-appropriate language to your kids why they may not see their grandma or aunt for a while. Kids tend to get caught in the middle. Some family members use them as pawns, so be as honest as you can with them, considering they often know more than they let on. How is the stress affecting your personal life and current family? Many people get confused and think their parents or the family they were born into is more important than the family they built for themselves. This is wrong. Your original family should never get between you and your current family. Your wife/husband and kids now take precedence over your mom and/or dad, so don't tolerate original family members if they negatively affect your current family. Preferably you, rather than your spouse, should handle your own family members. What's your role? We take on a label or role from an early age in the family unit. Sometimes we get stuck in that role and transfer it into our lives beyond the family. Breaking this role and its effect on our lives may require distance or cutting ties to make a clean break and change our habits, not only within the family, but in our current relationships. Your role in the family could be the baby, the troubled one, shy one, the black sheep. Or you might be the fixer and mediator, one who keeps the peace at all costs, taking care of everyone else. Sometimes a family needs a scapegoat, one to blame everything on. Those willing to speak up, or the squeaky wheel, are usually the people who are ostracized and shamed. Don't let the family problems fall on your back. Do the roles you have in your current relationships, work and personal, resemble roles you play in your family? How do they feel about you? The best indication of how another person perceives us is how we feel when we're in their presence, more specifically, how we feel about ourselves in their presence. I know that I feel small, invisible, and out of control when around a certain family member. I realize that's how they likely view me, either on a conscious or subconscious level. Ideally, family should be based on unconditional love. If you're not feeling the love, then what are you feeling? Sometimes it's helpful to ask yourself when was the last time you felt loved by that person, without strings attached. If you feel awful when that person is around, it's probably triggered by their ugly feelings about you. Picking up on subtle cues may help you realize the truth of that relationship. In other words, the feeling may be mutual, they just may show it in passive-aggressive ways. Keeping that in mind, remember that it's not your fault they feel this way. Are there any boundaries? One thing many families have in common is a lack of boundaries. People say what they want, do what they want, and respect is nowhere in sight. That can work for some. However, it's unhealthy to equate a lack of boundaries with unconditional love. Specialists agree that for children, having boundaries gives a sense of being loved, and childhood is where some of the mayhem started between family members. If you're still undecided about cutting off the relationship, setting healthy boundaries now can show you where you stand. Although, it is more difficult to set boundaries with family than with any other people because patterns are ingrained for generations sometimes. As a child, you quickly realize adults set not only the rules, but the boundaries or lack of as well. We were often taught unhealthy boundaries from the people we needed them with. When the child becomes an adult, they are able to set their own boundaries. How close are you? Often, moving away symbolizes a new life away from our family. It can ease tension by being located cities or states away. If the person you have problems with lives far away or you don't see them often, you can tolerate them only periodically and carry on with life as usual. A quick visit with the negativity and drama, maybe two holidays each year, might be manageable. If it causes too much pain and drama, keeping in touch even through emails may not be worth the hurt and pain. Is resolution possible? Some families refuse to speak about issues at all. Perhaps the same issues come up repeatedly, then a possible resolution may be a big, fat no. Sometimes the answer is no right now, but can change later down the road. Don't bother hashing out major issues between the person and yourself. You've probably tried this in the past and walked away with a big heaping serving of that person's denial, hostility, and self-preservation. As children, we are powerless against family members because we're too young to have a voice or shamed and guilted if we express ourselves or our needs. Sometimes that pattern follows us into adulthood. Remember, any decision can be temporary. If the ties are cut right now, they may be mended later. Cutting ties isn't always an open and close, final case. Read more from WeHave a Kids. Adult-Child-Estranged-Reasons. 5 reasons why adult children become estranged from their parents. How-to-tell-if-you-are-the-black-sheep-of-the-family. Family outcast, how to tell if you are the black sheep. When your adult child stops talking to you, five things they want you to know. When your adult child stops talking to you, 5 things they want you to know. One more thing, sometimes, instead of having an issue with one person, the problem lies with more than one or even an entire branch of the family. In that case, it's best to evaluate the issues as a whole. It could be that letting go of an entire chunk of your family is necessary. Daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves, even when we risk disappointing others. Brené Brown. Strained-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-the-ties-and-say-goodbye. It's okay to say goodbye when the relationship is physically or mentally abusive. Don't downplay the effects of these kinds of abuse, especially long-term. It may take counseling to realize you've been abused. We may think of abuse as this or that, but there are many gray areas where abuse is defined by us personally. Just as trauma doesn't have to be something big, it is something that we're personally unable to manage. It causes enough stress that it affects important aspects/areas of your life, like work or home life. You find yourself spending a lot of time thinking about, ruminating about the sour relationship, and losing sleep over it. Don't underestimate how lack of sleep and stress affect your health. The relationship is one-sided when there is no valid reason why there isn't some effort made by the other person. Patterns repeat themselves. You set boundaries, for instance, and the other person respects them for a couple of weeks, then completely disregards them, or they keep coming back to ask for money or do them favors. It is their way to confuse and use emotional tactics to keep you hooked. The relationship is only about borrowing money or bailing them out of trouble. Don't get dragged down with them or involved in risky business and legal trouble, even if they are family. The person is using gossip to manipulate and control you and/or other family members against you. All contact with them is negative. They only call to bring you down and put you down, too. They focus on their problems without concern for your time or how you are doing. There are negative consequences every time this family member doesn't get what they want from you. They find ways to punish you if you don't play their way. They play childish games, the silent treatment, blame games, and there is no talking to them. It's their way or no way. Most people know intuitively when it's time to cut ties. Listen to yourself. Cutting people out of your life doesn't mean you hate them, it simply means you respect yourself. Not everyone is meant to stay. Strained-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-that-ties-and-say-goodbye. When you decide to sever ties with a family member, try it out. Less contact through calls, visits, and emails. This is especially important when the relationship represents emotional ties. Breaking the pattern of mental/psychological abuse helps to shed light on how the person affects you so you can make clearer-minded decisions. In therapy, I ask clients if they could give themselves 6 months off from the relationship. This is often enough time to gain a better perspective. Heal yourself first. Sometimes working on ourselves and boundaries with others in our current relationships has a domino effect and can help give us the confidence to do the same within family relationships. Cutting ties for the sake of healing yourself is a worthy cause too. Instead of focusing on the other person, focus on your healing and you'll get much further in your personal journey and healing than you can imagine. Set a few boundaries/skip a holiday. Sometimes it's not necessary to cut ties, just adjust them. Even giving a few ultimatums is okay. Check in with yourself. How you feel before you decide to go to a family event or see the family member. If your body is tense and you feel awful, respect that. It's often about listening to ourselves. Try skipping a holiday, not taking calls from the person if you don't want to. Minimize the feeling of obligation to them. Keep a neutral position. If certain subjects always end in an argument, avoid them and keep the conversation neutral. If a family member insists you agree with them or insults you when you don't, keep your distance. Limit contact to times when something major happens. Send an email to let the family member know you were pregnant, someone died, you got a great new job, or you're moving to another state. You might consider including them on family group emails but avoiding one-to-one exchanges. Keep the messages and announcements positive. Know that it's difficult. Death is final, but cutting ties is like death without the closure. Give yourself the love and time to grieve because cutting ties is a grief process. You will probably feel the worst when the first birthday or holiday rolls around, but you can prepare yourself by practicing self-care rituals as well as journaling. Remember that these unpleasant feelings are less harmful than if you had kept the relationship intact. Feelings like guilt and shame are a part of the problem, and they are finally unraveling themselves and slowly being released. Many feelings you may experience were the way in which family-controlled you. They must be released to heal. Focus on who you have and who you are. Having a good support system of friends or other family members makes cutting ties easier. Maintaining your values is a part of who you are. Knowing who you are, what you stand for, and who supports you is your North Star, your compass. Don't pretend everything is okay. Don't minimize your thoughts and feelings by pretending everything is okay. Pretending and avoidance are common in dysfunctional families. Speak up. Strained-family-relationships-when-you-should-cut-that-ties-and-say-goodbye. This content is accurate and true to the best of the author's knowledge and is not meant to substitute for formal and individualized advice from a qualified professional. Please join the discussion and read the excellent comments below. I have absolutely no ergo, no social services support network. I must walk into the streets of homeless and go die. Not a single person of social civil society will adhere to reason. Forwarded message, dash. From RealUpHuman.net. Date Saturday, May 14th, 2022 at 1:30 a.m. Subject FWD, family matters? Really? This family sucks. 2, I'm a fire dancer, Dave's not here, David Allen Driscoll, Dave, Dennis Driscoll, Debbie Kick, former. FBI, agent and cousin, John Michael Talbot. Dash. It is now 11:56 p.m., I was leaving voicemails, the contact numbers listed on weblink document URL, http://auditor.ca.gov/contactus. Accessibility Contact 916-445-0255. Information Security Officer Jeremy Evans 916-445-0255x440. Information Privacy Officer Chris Dawson 916-445-0255x324. Press Contact 916-445-0255. Legislative Contact Paul Navarro 916-445-0255. Etc. I have had to dial 911 voice to report that my nephew kicked in my bedroom door violently. All I was doing was telling him to get away, leave me alone. And I started banging with my fist against the inside of the door to tell him go away. My action was not violent, but to cause a sound that would be a higher dB level than his need to berate me. To bully me, to command me any other thing than just leave me alone. They won't. They are my mother and him, and anything I do is in their need of PC building. They won't oblige their obligation and responsibility. Something wrong with this house. My nephew David was upset because I woke him up attempting to get my mother's healthcare properly prioritized in view of her interrupting what I was doing in this hour. The 911 voice call is to the San Bernardino Police Department. I was not expecting that to be the outcome of this. My mother was screaming in agony. She has had some kind of injury over the course of some kind of 2 months or so. I can hear her in agony many nights and many times when I am here attempting to resolve the matters at hand. I told her at least a month ago that he needed to call the doctor to get some stronger pain medication. She dismisses, dash it's okay, like dismissing the level of her outburst is not to the level of her pain. Whatever that is. I mentioned that the pain medication she should get is Tylenol with codeine. You see, even though I do not have an actual license in massage therapy, I did go to school for such at the San Francisco School of Massage. So, my mother has been psychologically invalidating me for my entire adult life. I do not believe that this was a part of my childhood. It was only when I came out to her as gay that I noticed this for sure a part of my relationship with my mother. I am now 56. Tonight, she finally actually has the pain medication prescribed, but instead of taking it, she is screaming, "I had hurt, it hurts so loud I went into her room and again stressed that she needs some pain medication." No human being would allow another human being to suffer like that. She carrying on like pain 10. The police arrived, San Bernardino Police Officer Beltran. This matter ultimately was stopped at a civil level involvement. Although the motives of my nephew to bust in the door were violent, and must conclude he needed to physically assault me. The actions of violence are theirs dash not mine. The same is ending with this 911 text interface and the SMS conversation history with my mother. Seriously, how fucked up in this family are you going to be to me? 911-05-11-2022. VZM. Weblink document URL, http://fuckeduphuman.space, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Potapo not binding. Pound sign Potapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, Editor's Contribution, Potapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Potapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Potapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Potapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Potapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Potapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Potapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the at growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpitapa combined with the Kramobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Mpitapa binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimplement force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEMAN.SPACE/911-text-interfaces/911-05-11-2022. VZM-dash. Web link document URL, http://webnimespace/mimespace/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/family-driskill/veronica-driskill/index/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/family-driskill/veronica-driskill. Icon name last modified size description parent dir parent directory dash dir 9,094,747,652 dash mama dash fire dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you were young. Help the weak when you were strong. Confess your faults when you were wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. /05-11-2022-parts/2022-05-11638-9,094,747,652-mama-fire-dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you were young. Help the weak when you were strong. Confess your faults when you were wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. /05-11-2022 spoken voice narrative of text conversation. OGG 2022-05-11-9 o'clock 11 a.m. 9,094,747,652-mama-fire-dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you were young. Help the weak when you were strong. Confess your faults when you were wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. -05-11-2022. Visa M2022-05-116-3860K. For my actions? There's nothing violent about pounding on the inside of the door to get anyone who is on the other side to stop and leave me alone. I did nothing wrong. You all can't see that. My mother was just playing games earlier. I don't believe she is in that kind of pain. She is doing this to be a mental case on top of all of this. Going back to leaving voicemails. I was at legislative contact. Paul Navarro, 916-445-0255, no extension. This message would be referenced as, violent interruption, UC, and with an audit for change with San Bernardino Police Department. They continue to violate rules and law with impunity. What exactly is wrong with this tweet thread? Weblink document URL, https://twitter.com/sanbernardinopt/data/15244419165154516993. But now at least. With an official government official policy changing. Their placement in view of this, no change anyway. Peace officers, hate group affiliations. Law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. Auditor, they have not implemented robust community engagement strategies or employee training practices. Nor is it as dash will they ever. Adjective. Adjective, robust. Comparative adjective, robuster. Superlative adjective, robustest. 1. Strong and healthy. Vigorous. The Kaplans are a robust, healthy lot. Similar, strong. Vigorous. Sturdy. Tough. Powerful. Powerfully built. Solidly built. As strong as a horse/ox. Muscular. Sinewy. Rugged. Hardy. Strapping. Brawny. Burly. Husky. Healthy. Fit. Fighting fit. As fit as a fiddler/flea. Bursting with health. Hale and hearty. Hale. Hardy. Lusty. In fine fettle. In good health. In good shape. In trim. In good trim. Aerobicized. Able-bodied. In root health. Beefy. Hunky. Buff. Jacked. Stalwart. Thewy. Stark. Opposite, weak. Frail. Of an object, sturdy in construction. A robust metal cabinet, similar, durable. Resilient. Tough. Hard-wearing. Long-lasting. Well-made. Sturdy. Strong. Strongly made. Opposite, fragile. Of a process, system, organization, etc., able to withstand or overcome adverse conditions. California's robust property market, uncompromising and forceful. He took quite a robust view of my case, too. Of wine or food, strong and rich in flavor or smell. A robust mixture of fish, onions, capers and tomatoes, similar, strong. Full-bodied. Flavorful. Full-flavored. Flavorsome. Full of flavor. Rich. Sapid. Opposite, insipid. Tasteless. Origin. Mid-16th century, from Latin robustus firm and hard, from robus, earlier form of robur oak, strength. Translate robust to, use over time for, robust. My demand to have a viable conversation? Would that qualify? Auditor, they also stress honoring that commitment by incorporating strategies for addressing bias into key processes, including recruitment, hiring, training, community engagement, and misconduct investigations. This cannot continue. Auditor, an additional problem with the local department's investigations of biased conduct is that they relied heavily on the officer's denials that bias influenced their actions, without considering whether an officer's conduct created the reasonable appearance of bias. This approach is problematic both because officers are unlikely to admit that bias affected their actions and because it fails to consider the likely perspective of the community. We did not find this problem at San Bernardino Police because the records we reviewed included no evidence that the department had directly questioned the related officers about whether their conduct had been motivated by bias. How about questioning the officers that I have personally dealt with? Auditor, the work officers perform is both critically important to our state and often extremely challenging. We found no evidence that the majority of the officers we reviewed had engaged in biased conduct. Nonetheless, biased conduct by even a few officers can cause harm to members of the public and erode the community's trust in law enforcement. For these reasons, it is incumbent upon law enforcement departments and the state to take the steps necessary to guard against officer bias in all its forms. Sounds like a need for Superman, because no other protective accountability agency is available. Weblink document URL, http://auditor.ca.gov/contactus. Phone, 916-445-0255. Address, 621 Capitol Mall, Suite 1200. Sacramento, California 95814. Whistleblower Hotline Call, 800-952-5665. Fax, 916-322-2603. File a complaint online. Legislative contact Paul Navarro Pipe 916-445-0255. Press contact 916-445-0255. Information Privacy Officer, Chris Dawson Pipe, 916-445-0255-324. Information Security Officer, Jeremy Evans Pipe, 916-445-0255-440. Accessibility Contact, 916-445-0255. Forwarded message, dash. From James Driscoll. Date Friday, May 13th, 2022 at 9:57 p.m. Subject Family Matters? Really? This family sucks. To Mima Fire Dancer, Dave's not here, David Allen Driscoll, Dave, Dennis Driscoll, Debbie Kick, I received this from my mother, image.png. James M. Driscoll. Ronnie Driscoll, this tweet needs a response from my mother, by some factor. Weblink document URL, https://twitter.com/sinbernard/status/15244191651545169993. So exactly what happened? A violation of the First Amendment. Image.png. Image.png. Absolutely no change. Exactly what is wrong with my tweets? Oh, they represent the truth. Even after their audit. Line of equals signs image.png. 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 The third model on right is called Crackdown Agent Female. Mama, you are still just playing games. Wanting me to help you last night. QR-mama. Fire Dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old. Mama do not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you were young. Help the weak when you were strong. Confess your faults when you were wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. Shiesplayandgames.png. Man-gesturing-no-facebook.png. Absolutely no. Try going to. Weblink document URL, http://webnimespace/mimespace/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/attention-driscoll-family.html. Just-no-i-no-that-truth.png. Weblink document URL, http://webnimespace/mimespace/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /URL/disturbedly against the USA/08/messages. Message sent. Keeping it real, there is an emoji for this. James Driscoll. Tuyagan Mohan Rao Yakula. 5/14/22/4:47 p.m. The meaning of that emoji is a score of 100% or of excellence. I had not logged in for a while to Inland Psyche / Patient Portal because none of my records were updated and the interactions with my doctors are as I have said they are. I am the patient and the patient has had something to say profoundly to the criticism that what has been the operating agenda of this entire equation seems way offensive, off the mark offensive. I write about it online and have given it a tag, social media tag pound sign big man killing tech bug. Really fatal. A darknet technology overlay killing people. Really serious. I do not accept that you all just turn around for me and that turnaround does not apply to real true grit policy and change in your organization. I do not accept an underhanded change that now puts items into my medical record. Especially considering I have not even checked it for errors and / omissions. I need to have a detailed log of when the detail was updated to my records. Without deception. This whole thing has shattered my family relations. James Driscoll. Tuyagan Mohan Rao Yakula. 5/14/22/5:05 p.m. This is a graphic that shows a very truth. The QR code in that graphic is weblink document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/// point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /URLS/assertedly against the USA/08/. I suggest that you link to it - follow the directions on the order to how to receive that page. Note the length of the page. In the audio there is directions. Follow that direction. You may tap to the end of the page to reflect this footnote. Next message, just -no-i-no-that-truth.png. James Driscoll. From all sides, God is here. Is that not the queerest thing you ever heard? James Martin Driscoll - born September 1 Street 1965 did not sera hometown San Bernardino, California, United States of America, the Earth Solar System Somulkai We Galaxy the Universe. This is not the way to treat a single human being. Humanity has completely lost its purpose at Opihari. Goodbye. Indeed. Free. Knowing the truth is the truth. This truth is the real. The truth the whole truth and nothing but the truth the real truth the real up truth the real up human truth the absolute aerial up human truth the absolute aerial up human world truth. They will not have ever sigh on your souls. They will not have ever sigh on your souls. They will not have ever sigh on your souls. Mama dash ikrian scream to the highest loudest the guest loudest volume you can muster out of the voice. Mama dash still you want to fight. Mama dash you will not stop it and I can dof clean out. Dash. Continued James Driscoll. Tuyagan Mohan Rao Yakula. 5/14/22/5:07 p.m. Mercy. 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 22. Mercy. 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 44. Mercy. 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 66. Mercy. 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 88. Nothing here. 2-cell-a-barrett. Mama-Hokanyaubiza-cruel. Mama-this-unforgivable. Mama dash you are a fire dancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious. Commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old. Mama do not know better. Dash advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you were young. Help the weak when you were strong. Confess your faults when you were wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. Mama dash you deserve your destiny with flames. Mama dash burn in hell. Dash. Seriously doctors, you are the fault of shattering my family relations.